From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, May 21st. Coming up, it's been a long year for theater companies in Champaign-Urbana during the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll learn how they're starting to return to live performances in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A police processional escorted the body of a slain Champaign police officer yesterday from the coroner's office in Urbana to a funeral home in Decatur. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
A police motorcycle led the way for the hearse carrying the body of 44-year-old Officer Chris Oberheim. They were followed by officers driving police vehicles from departments across East Central Illinois, Decatur, Danville, Mattoon, and Paxton. Richard Taylor says he came out to watch the processional out of respect for the police officers who frequently drop by the nearby Habitat for Humanity store where he works.
And a lot of the guys, they come and volunteer with us on the weekends, and I met quite a few of them. They were very nice people. I mean, just cool, great. I just hate to see this happen.
44-year-old Oberheim was shot to death early Wednesday while answering a domestic disturbance call in which a second officer was wounded and a suspect was killed. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Sex education teaching standards would be updated in Illinois under a bill that's passed the state Senate. Senator Selena Villanueva pushed back against Republican accusations. The bill amounts to, quote, perversion.
What we're trying to do is educate children about their bodies, but also educate them about the predators that actually exist in this world.
The bill would require the Illinois State Board of Education to update learning standards for personal health and safety education for younger students. From sixth grade onward, standards would focus on sexual health education. Supporters of the bill say young people need medically accurate information taught to them in a safe and inclusive environment. The final bill is a combination of two earlier pieces of legislation in the current General Assembly. The bill passed on a party-line vote. Senate Bill 818 now moves to the House. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers is urging Governor J.B. Pritzker to reopen the state's unemployment offices to the public after they've been closed for more than a year due to the pandemic. Derek Cantu has more.
IDES employees have been working from home since COVID hit and have struggled to keep up with the tidal wave of pandemic-related unemployment claims and resulting complications. Pritzker and IDES say the reason for delaying reopening unemployment field offices was due in part to security concerns, including the Springfield office receiving numerous threats. But Republican State Representative Joe Sosnowski of Rockford says that is, quote, a bunch of nonsense. He points to the Secretary of State's offices as a good example of how to efficiently reopen.
I got my sticker renewed just a couple of weeks ago. They were serving 30 customers. You know, they can easily provide security, management, set appointments. You know, there's really no problem at this point. And again, it's been proven by many other state agencies.
A bipartisan House resolution urging the department's offices to reopen passed out of committee last week and may be voted on by lawmakers later this month. I'm Derek Hintu.
The Champaign County Board voted 14-7 along party lines last night to approve a new county board district map to be used for the next decade. Democrats ignored proposed maps recommended by County Executive Darlene Kleppel, a Democrat herself. Instead, they pushed through their own map. Democrats say their map helps Champaign County's growing minority population by creating two county board districts where minorities will make up the majority of voters. But Republicans say the map dilutes the voting power of rural residents by placing as much rural land as possible into a single district. Republicans also contend the Democrats' new county board districts have too much variance in their populations. They say that will lead to legal challenges once long-delayed U.S. Census figures come in. Still to come, we'll learn how theater companies in Champaign-Urbana are beginning to hold live performances again after a long year. That story from WILL student reporter Owen Henderson is next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. As vaccinations have increased, theater has started to reemerge, slowly bringing live shows back to Champaign-Urbana. WILL student reporter Owen Henderson has more.
Community theater leaders say things haven't been easy for them this past year. Kelly Nolan, executive director of the Champaign Urbana Theater Company, or CUTC, says they've been unable to do any live shows since they canceled their March 2020 show in the middle of its run.
But it was kind of heartbreaking because it was sold out, but we had to do what was safe for everyone.
She says she's hopeful that CUTC can put on a show this November, but that most of their planning is for 2022. However, Nolan says that CUTC will be starting a driveway cabaret soon, where a cast of 10 kids from the community, aged 13 to 18, will perform a mix of solos and small group numbers in people's driveways and backyards for small audiences, just as a way to give the young actors some outlet to perform at all. She and Jacqueline Lowenstein, the president of the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Champaign, both say that their executive boards have been talking about requiring vaccinations for their actors and crew so they can start producing shows again, but both say that nothing is set in stone regarding the vaccines. At the University of Illinois, professors say performances are coming back a little faster thanks to the university's testing program. Outside the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, a small crowd has gathered in front of the amphitheater to see the new opera, The Last American Hammer. Audience members check in with an usher and then enter a roped-off area where they can sit alone or in pairs in socially distant seats. Eventually, the small string orchestra, all the players masked and sitting 6 feet apart, starts warming up and the crowd starts to quiet down. The Lyric Theater Department, which produced The Last American Hammer, ended up producing 6 live shows total this semester, compared to 1 last semester. The Illinois Theater Department has been using virtual options to give their students something to do during the pandemic, but many students say they're tired of it.
Putting on Zoom theater is kind of miserable.
That's Rebecca Goodman, a junior in theater studies at U of I. She's been directing plays virtually over the last few months, but says it just isn't the same. Now Goodman and other Illinois theater students have gotten a chance to work on what some of them say is their first live show since March of 2020. Illinois Theater produced 3 live shows this semester, one of which was the New Works Festival. Goodman and another theater studies student, Jackie Moreno, both got a chance to direct plays in the festival. For Moreno, this was her first directing project, and she says the pandemic has made the experience bittersweet in a way.
It's a great learning experience. Not to say that I'm happy that this is going on, I'm not, but it is something that I am at least grateful in the fact that I get this experience.
Another one of the live plays was The Heist, an interactive escape room in the Krannert Art Museum. Director of The Heist, Vincent Carlson, says he's excited about what the forced adaptations of theater will mean for future shows.
These are steps and these are techniques and they're experiences and events that we're sharing, and there's great value in that. And I'm interested to see how much of this we retain in the future.
Many theater makers say they're just grateful that they're able to start making art again in whatever ways they can. Moreno summed it up saying,
I don't know, it's a very fantastic feeling because it feels like a part of you was like missing, like you weren't exactly sure what it was, but that's what it was.
I'm Owen Henderson, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says our warm weather will continue with sunny skies today and a high of 85 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Christine Hatfield, Derek Cantu, and Owen Henderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.